Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hello, chickens. This episode is brought to you by my neighbor's renovations. I'm warning you, there could be banging, there could be drilling. I've held off recording this episode for about 20 minutes, but I can't anymore. good luck! Hello, chickens. It's the fabulous Adam Richard. I'm still watching the War Games. I know I say still at episode 3, and there's 7 more of these to go. What have I done? Anyway, we start off with Romans, ancient Romans, coming for the Doctor and Zoe and Jamie, who are in a World War I ambulance. There are heaps and heaps of Romans, maybe just 6, but they've been shot from different angles, so it looks like there's heaps and heaps of Romans. And they've gone to the trouble of getting some horses and a chariot. Like, it's you know, they've made an effort. Anyway, the Ambo starts backing up after Carstairs cranks the front of it, and it backs up back into wherever the time zone thing goes, because it completely vanishes, and the Romans stand there open mouth going, "What?" Like, they've just seen a horseless carriage and then it's disappeared. Fun times for ancient Romans. Anyway, we don't spend any time with them because we're back in the back of the truck and the Doctor says, "This map is inadequate." he says, "We obviously, as you go off this map, you go into another time zone, and they need a map of the other time zones." So they've got to go back to General Smythe's place, and it's like everyone's like, "Oh, really?" And I'm like, "Yes, really, because they've built that set. They need to at least get 3 episodes out of it." So they go back to General Smythe's place. Carstairs turns up with the Doctor and Jamie and pulls his gun on Ransom. Poor Ransom. He's just not having a good run at the moment. Like, his story, I would like to follow Ransom's story, because it is very, very strange. All he's trying to do is some really hardcore paperwork and toady up to General Smythe, and that's all he wants to get done, and all these people keep getting in his way. Anyway, Jamie stuffs a sock in his mouth and starts tying him up with bandages. The Doctor snoops about in General Smythe's room, and he's found a safe that he wants to get into, and Carstairs is like, "Oh, the only way to get into that would be blow it up." And he goes, "Oh, good idea, there must be explosives around here." I'm like, "Oh my God, they're going to blow up the safe." And the Doctor says he's going to try picking the lock and sticks a bit of wire in it. And Jamie says, "Why don't you use a tuning fork?" Now, this is a reference to an earlier episode. The previous story was a 6-part one called The Space Pirates, which is infamously dull, but doesn't exist. Like, it's really boring on audio. I'm sure it must be better. if you watch it. There is one episode in existence, and there are a lot of very slow and ponderous spaceship scenes. They're beautiful, but slow. Anyway, in The Space Pirates, the Doctor was trying to open a sonic lock with a tuning fork and was banging it and banging it and banging it, trying to get the right tune. And it was annoying everyone, so Jamie snatches it off him and throws it at the wall. And it makes the right tone when it hits the wall. Anyway, so that's the reference to the tuning fork, if you're wondering. So Carstairs turns up. He's come back with a Mills bomb and says, "Oh, this should be able to do it." And the Doctor's like, "Yes, that will blow up the room, but probably not do nothing to the safe." So he pulls it apart, takes the detonator out, empties out all the explosives inside. It's like a, you know, kind of like a powdery stuff. The man says what it is. Carstairs says what it is, but I've forgotten. I learned a science thing and then it went right out of my head immediately. Drilled out by the guy next door. So the Doctor makes a new fuse with a candle wick, ties it onto the old fuse. Meanwhile, Ransom has wriggled out free and spat out his sock. He starts yelling for help. Carstairs shuts him up and then pops up from behind the couch where he's been wrestling with Ransom to find a new soldier standing there going, "Oh, it's Ransom here." It's like, he's got Zoe and Lady Jennifer with him, who he found hiding in the ambulance. And he's like, "Well, we were looking for an ambulance with women in it." Meanwhile, the Doctor has lit the fuse and he and Jamie are hiding behind the bed waiting for it to explode. The new soldier says, "Oh, look, I'll wait for Ransom." And Carstairs finally talks him out of it. And just as he's leaving, bang, the safe blows. So he runs in, finds the Doctor and Jamie on the floor coughing. Carstairs pulls his gun on the new soldier and then Jamie ties him up. Oh, and there's a very funny bit where the Doctor says, "Oh no, we're going to have to put the fuse out," and then the thing blows up. The Doctor gets the map that he's looking for out of the safe. It's got all the different time zones on it. And Zoe's like, "What about that one? That doesn't have anything." Because it's like, "Oh, that's American Civil War. That is the ancient Romans. That's where we are now in World War One. What's this one in the middle? It's got nothing." The Doctor's like, "Well, that must be where the bosses are." So they get in the ambulance. Next thing you know, they're behind German lines and the Germans have got them. Sometimes in this story, like, things take forever, and then sometimes it's just like, yeah, quickly skip to the next plot point. It's like, what? Suddenly we're in the behind the German lines? So they're captured by Germans and they're in the trenches. And a camp German with a beard is interrogating the Doctor. It's like, "Yes, who are you?" And the Doctor's like, "I'm Dr. John Smith." then he pulls a gun on the Doctor. He's like, "I want to hear the truth. I want you to tell me all of the truth." Meanwhile, Jamie and Zoe are in the trenches and they've popped on pointy German helmets for reasons that may become apparent, or they've just done it for fun. I feel like once they put their helmets on, it's like, oh no, they're going to get caught and tried as traitors. But anyway, the Doctor has, meanwhile, while they've been trying on helmets, told the camp German with the beard about time travel and meeting Zoe on a space station and that Jamie is a Highlander. And then Jamie and Zoe come in. They go, yeah, that's what we meant. And so the Doctor's like, "Look, I'll prove it," and demonstrates his sonic screwdriver, which just looks like a little pen light, the old one. Anyway, the sonic screwdriver undoes the screw on the gun, screws it back in, and he's like, "Oh my God." Then Beardy's boss comes in. He's a small, bald guy. And he starts telling him in German about time travel. So Baldy is quite suspicious, pulls him aside, puts a monocle on, and says, you know, talks to him in German for a while, and then he's like, "Oh, okay, fine. Old mind trick, same as Smythe had, but with his glasses. This guy's doing with his monocle." Then the camp beardy man goes through, and Baldy opens a picture of the Kaiser and has his own little Skype call TV screen thing. So then Beardy goes out and he's like, "You're spies and you're going to be shot." And then the doctor reminds him about the sonic screwdriver. And he's like, oh, yeah. How did I forget about that? That just happened. And so Jamie pulls a gun on him. Next thing, we're in a futuristic control center. And there is some very, very annoying alarm going off. And people in wetsuits and sunnies are holding big space guns. And they herald the arrival of some camp old duck with a giant pendant around his neck. He's heaven. He just sort of swans in. He's come to meet General Smythe. He's like, the warlord is pleased with our work. Smythe tells him that there are people who've been claiming to be time travelers, so he's ordered them to be shot. And he's like, what? Oh. And then suddenly the alarm goes off again. the same alarm, and it's just a phone call. It's like, what is that? Why is that enormous alarm going just because someone's made a Skype call? So it's German Baldy on the TV, and he says that the prisoners have escaped. This series should really not be called The War Games. It should be called The Escaping Games. he's like, they tricked my human lieutenant. Pendant says, issue a general alert, but I want them captured alive. So Smythe's issuing the alert, and old mate Pendant clutches a light fitting in the most sensuous way, and it starts having an internal monologue. Time travelers, I wonder. Oh my God, this is the best. Carstairs gets in the back of the ambulance, and they've gone through a mist, and now they're being shot at by American Civil War soldiers. And a tree falls onto the road, and then there's just fights. There's ambushed by soldiers. They're trying to move the tree. Carstairs shoots a bunch of them. They finally get the tree gone, and they take off and leave Carstairs behind because he's like, "You go on without me," and he's just shooting at people alone. Lady Jennifer pulls the ambulance over and horses ride by. They've run out of petrol, so they start walking off into the trees. Meanwhile, Smythe and the German baldy guy with the monocle start making plans through a glass-topped coffee table for some reason. And Pendant says, one of the escapees has been captured. He's been brought back for reprocessing. he doesn't laugh like that. That's just me. meanwhile, Jamie sneaks into a barn. Everyone follows him. We can hear crickets. So obviously we're in America in the deep south. And they sum up the plot so far for some reason. Maybe this will be used in tomorrow's recap. and then we hear the TARDIS-y noise again, and one of those boxes arrive, and heaps of Civil War soldiers start filing out. And the doctor's like, I must have a look inside. So he goes in, Zoe follows him, Lady Jennifer's gone to follow all the hot Civil War soldiers. So Jamie goes after her, and then the box disappears. Jamie runs towards it, and it's gone! End of the episode! Oh, this is a fun.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.